This is the Shofar Wire. Sound the alarm, report the truth. Here is what you need to know. Hear this, O Israel. The hand of Edom is not merely upon the mountains of Seir, but upon the minds of your children. The reports come in waves, forbidden histories unearthed, lawlessness in Yerushalayim, chaos amongst the allies of Edom. These are not isolated incidents. They are symptoms of a deeper malady, a systematic dismantling of your covenant identity. Consider the reports of buried histories. Edom seeks to erase the narrative of Israel, to rewrite the past in its own image. Why? Because a people divorced from their past are easily led astray. A people who do not know from whence they came have no firm foundation for their future. This is not merely about archaeological finds. It is a spiritual warfare waged in the realm of memory. Yahuwah declares in Deuteronomy 4:9, "Keep diligently and remember the covenant Yahuwah made with your fathers." But how can you keep what you do not know? How can you remember what is deliberately obscured? Look closely at the institutions claiming to nurture your children. These halls of learning, too often, have become dens of indoctrination. They teach the philosophies of Babylon, the values of Edom, and the rejection of Yahuwah's Torah. The very foundations of your faith are undermined, replaced with a hollow secularism that offers no true compass for life. They speak of tolerance while simultaneously demonizing your heritage. They preach equality while actively erasing the distinct identity Yahuwah has bestowed upon Israel. Now hear this. The signs are multiplying, the tremors increasing. Yahuwah is shaking the nations, exposing the foundations of Edom and its allies. We witness chaos in Iran, division within the house of Jacob, and lawlessness rising even in Yerushalayim. These are not isolated incidents. They are birth pangs, the contractions of a world nearing the culmination of the age. Consider the watchman's reports. Forbidden relics unearthed, histories buried, Edom seeks to erase the narrative of Israel to sever the covenant people from their inheritance. They fear the truth of their own corruption, the weight of their judgment as written in Obadiah, but Yahuwah remembers, and he is revealing all things. This unveiling is accompanied by a growing instability, a fracturing of the global order. Supply chains falter. Resources become contested. And what is the most fundamental resource of all? Water. Yahuwah spoke to his people through Yeshayahu, promising blessing for obedience and drought for transgression, Isaiah 58:10-12. Now, observe the patterns, increasing restrictions, engineered scarcity. The manipulation of water resources is a weapon in the hands of those who oppose Israel. This is not a time for passive reliance. We are called to be a people who do, who act with wisdom and foresight. Remember the wilderness wanderings. Yahuwah provided manna, yes, but he also instructed Moshe to strike the rock, bringing forth water when the people thirsted. We must become like those prepared Bereans, diligently searching the scriptures to verify all things. Stockpile, not out of fear, but out of faithful obedience. Prepare, not to hoard, but to share with those in need. And finally, hear this, people of Israel. The agreements forged in the desert wines, the so-called Abraham Accords, are not the dawn of a golden age. They are a refraction of light, a shimmering mirage upon the sands of time. Do not mistake temporary respite for true shalom. Yahuwah's word does not promise ease for his covenant people, but testing and refining. Observe closely the nations involved and ask yourselves, what lies beneath the surface of these newfound alliances? These accords are but a rearranging of the pieces on the board, a temporary lull before the coming storm. The heart of Edom remains unchanged, its hatred for Israel burning beneath a veneer of diplomacy. Remember the words of Obadiah, "The pride of Edom is deceived," Obadiah 1:3. They believe they have outmaneuvered Yahuwah, that their cunning will protect them. They are gravely mistaken. Recent reports speak of forbidden relics, a history our enemies seek to bury. This is no accident. Edom and its allies fear the truth of Israel's claim to this land. They fear the weight of archaeological evidence that confirms Yahuwah's promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They attempt to erase our past, to sever our connection to the Eternal One. But Yahuwah remembers all. He has not forgotten his covenant. The escalating lawlessness in Jerusalem is a symptom of a deeper disease. The disregard for Yahuwah's law, the rejection of his prophets, the profanation of his holy places, these are signs that the time of reckoning is drawing near. This is not a call to despair, but a summons to repentance. A time to return to the ancient paths, to seek Yahuwah with all your heart, and to live in accordance with his will. Yahuwah will judge Edom. He will repay them for their wickedness. He will expose their lies and dismantle their schemes. But he also calls upon Israel to be a light unto the nations, to demonstrate the righteousness of Yahuwah through their actions and their words. Let your faith be unwavering, your hope secure, and your commitment to the covenant unbreakable. Let the shofar sound, a call to awakening, a call to preparation, a call to righteousness. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.